item number 5.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the impact of the elimination of funding by Milwaukee Public Schools for mobile urgent treatment team services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Yes, this is an informational report as a status on the fact that MPS has decided to eliminate the funding for the MUT team, which had been staff that had worked with MPS through Wraparound Milwaukee through our MUT team that had, I believe, just great benefits and was a mutual agreement that both MPS and I think Wraparound can tell you that we had very good results. In fact, just as early as February, they were looking at possibility of trying to enhance that program and expand that. I had talked with Superintendent Thornton and Michael Bonds, but unfortunately, given the budget cuts, as every area's having to do, they had to make a decision about cuts. And there are 4 social workers who have been staffed, who have been able to provide some immediate response to the school and to the individuals there. That staff are going to be redeployed. And at this juncture, unless we can identify some additional resource, it's going to be a resource that MPS will not have. And I really think it's unfortunate because I think what you will find is, additional challenges for some of those youth, I think, who we had found a vehicle as a way to address some of their issues. Mr. Kamrick is here, who is the director of Wraparound Milwaukee. I don't know, Bruce, would you like to make some comments?
Certainly, Madam Chairman and supervisors. It's an unfortunate step backwards in terms of collaboration with the schools, because over the last 4 years or so, 5 years, between the MUT team for MPS and our Safe Schools, we were beginning to form some really good alliances and collaboration. And so this kind of is a step backwards. It does not mean, because we still have an obligation to provide crisis services to children and families in Milwaukee County, that we're going to step back from that. We will absolutely, if the schools call and it's a critical emergency, we will respond. Where we will not is we're going to have to triage more carefully. And if they're identifying a student that perhaps needs a mental health assessment, we're not going to be able to be there as we were in 20 minutes. That was our average response time to the school. So that will not be there. The linkages to the Wraparound program and to the REACH program will not be as strong in terms of getting those kids into services. The crisis stabilizers that we utilized in some ways in the schools, we won't probably not utilize as many of those because we won't be identifying as many youth for those services. So we will still respond, but not as quickly. We've talked to the schools in terms of what is your alternative now, which is their plan is to train, using their psychology department, train their teachers, train their school officials on identifying and responding to these emergencies within the school system. So we said we would help them if necessary. We would provide some training. We said what we don't want to have happen, we hope not happen, is that you call the police in every instance and kids get detained and brought to the detention center. Yeah. So that would be the worst case scenario.
More comments or questions? No? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.